and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Every day we stand in an epic spiritual battle between good and evil, and safety is of the Lord. This is Truth Dealer Radio. Warning believers to wake up and be sober, encouraging believers to stand on the Word of God, and motivating believers to be truth dealers with a bold witness for Jesus Christ in these end times. And now the host of Truth Dealer Radio, Brian Moonen.
It's Truth O'Clock.
Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio, where no matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. And I'm Brian Moonen, and I'm sounding the alarm, asking you to wake up and join the battle for truth. The truth is God's Word. Hebrews 4:12 says, "The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Hebrews 4:12. And welcome back to the show. Today I'm going to be talking about a sobering event and a topic of suicide in the Christian popular culture world, I would say. Don't really know how else to put it, but there are a lot of professing Christians talking about it because Jared Wilson, who was some well-known speaker on staff at Greg Laurie's church, don't know very much about either of these men, and I'm not really going to get into any of their other doctrines, but this needs to be addressed and this needs to be talked about in the body of Christ because a warning needs to be put out. A warning needs to be put out because these men have a very sick and false doctrine that they're promoting that has to do with Christians committing suicide. And the Word of God is very clear about how we can look at this. Now, I'm not going to be pronouncing a judgment on the man, whether he's in heaven or hell. I'm not, Jared Wilson killed himself last weekend on Suicide Prevention Day. So this was a very pre-planned event that he and he had preached about suicide, and he had had all this outreach and so-called counseling to people that were depressed. Now, these are people who may not have even been saved. What I want to talk about today is the fruit. These days, we hear everybody says, you don't judge. And this is what online the people are saying. You can't judge. You can't judge Jared Wilson. You can't, you know, make any judgments. He must be in heaven, Greg Laurie says, because we're not saved based on our works. Well, that's very true. We're not saved based on our works. But when we're saved, we're created unto good works. And there is such a thing as the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, not the evil spirits that tell you to kill yourself. The selfish, evil, satanic spirits that possess and oppress people who are lost. Okay, the fruit of the Spirit. And it is 100% possible, Jesus said, for us to judge righteously, and that we shall know. We shall, that means we will, not we might, possibly, if somebody tells us it's time to, we shall know, not think, not assume. We shall know. Those are two positive words spoken by God manifested in the flesh, Jesus Christ, the Lord, the King of the universe, okay? He said, we shall know them by their fruits. That means it's going to be revealed. When the Holy Spirit reveals it to us, we shall know. And this is how we shall know, by judging righteously according to the Word of God, not according to any, you know, rumors or feelings or prejudices, but on matters like this, it is so clear, because we're going to talk about what Jesus warned about, that there's going to be false teachers that come in, that are already in, tares among the wheat. And I just want to go through the scriptures and warn, because warning is one of the main callings we have here on Truth Dealer Radio. We want to call you to get in the battle, and we need to warn the body of Christ about all this false apostasy. It's so apostate. They have departed from the faith when they start teaching people that even when a guy is obsessed with death and he kills himself, you can't just come along and say, you know, I think that guy was a false teacher. Look at the ruin and the wreckage that he left behind him. All of these people that he taught. But he promoted the idea that you could kill yourself and go to heaven. That is not the gospel. That is not victory. That makes Jesus look too weak to save you from the devil's evil spirits that he sends forth to constantly try to steal our joy and ultimately steal our lives. So there was no victory in this man's testimony. But instead, what he did was he promoted, honestly, a culture of weakness. And there's no hope in the message that he was trying to, because he failed, all right? He failed. And I'm not saying that to be mean, but you have to judge righteously and look at actually what the real fruit of this person was. And secondly, Greg Laurie is to blame because that man, Jared, was not qualified to be a pastor, according to the Bible. If you're messed up and your whole household is messed up because you're depressed and you don't know how to have your own life in order, you are not qualified to be in a leadership role. Because look at what this man has done. Now he's led all these people into confusion. And I just don't simply believe that that's good fruit. And that's why it needs to be warned about, not ignored, not pat on the back. And believe me, my heart aches for the wife and the children, all right? And anybody that loved the guy, please pray for them. Pray for all of them to receive the knowledge of the truth. Because I think in the place they're at, they're being fed false doctrine, and I really do pray for them. I pray for them. Please just pray for them to be comforted and saved if they're lost. There's nothing wrong with that. That's loving, all right? And that this is what we're at right now is the fruit of how many years of nobody ever talking about repentance, and that's where we're at now. You can't say that murder is wrong. You can't say there's two genders, all right? And none of that has any place in the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is God. God's word is clear. And Jesus would never condone any of this or put his name to any of this. It's counterfeit, all right? And that's why we do need to warn about it. I don't really mind if people are offended. You need to take stock and go with us through the Bible and see why we're warning, okay? So let me just get into here. Job 2:6. As you know, Satan wanted to attack Job, and God told him something interesting. The Lord said unto Satan, "Behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life." He didn't give permission to kill his child. He didn't give Satan that permission. He let him go through a lot of trials to prove the fruit that was there. Job did truly have faith in the Lord. But he didn't let him kill him. God has the power over life and death, okay? And Jesus brings life and hope. The devil comes to steal and destroy. We're going to see these verses. Proverbs 8:35 through 36 says, "For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord." Favor, okay? There's therefore no more condemnation in Christ Jesus. When you're saved, yes, we have problems. Yes, we can sin. Yes, then we have guilt. The Lord uses these things to sanctify us. It's a process, but you're born again, and you know it. you don't have this condemnation hanging over you like you wonder if you're, you know, all this different dark clouds and doom and gloom, depression that's never ending, thinking about killing yourself. And if you do, you really need to repent. There's something wrong because the wages of sin is death. Something's not right in your Christian walk, and it's your fault. It has nothing to do with Jesus. All right? And then that's something hard people need to hear. But Jesus brings life and hope. Verse 36, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. So here you have people that are obsessed with death. They can't get their mind off killing themselves. And everything's me, me, me. It's very selfish when you're depressed, all right? We've all gone through some depression. It's really when you're just focused on yourself. You're having a pity party. Your mind, your eyes are not on the Lord and others. Put the Lord first and others next and even others still next. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me, Jesus said. Okay, but when you're in this depression and all this stuff, really it's because you're selfish and you're all focused on your own failures or your own fears or your own whatever, your problems. And it needs to be repented of. Amen. So the people that are all obsessed with death, they hate God. They don't love the real Lord. They don't know the real Lord. And I'm sorry, but that's what the Bible teaches. Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. The Lord is the strength of our life. If you have the Lord, you cling to serving him and you get your strength from him. And we overcome by the power of Jesus Christ, in Christ. 1 John 3:14 says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. So if you're lost, you abide in death. And verse 15 says, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. That's a stark contrast. Again, that's an absolute truth. Praise God in the reading of his word. His word is true. We're going to go further into the scriptures, talk about tares and hirelings when we come back. We'll be right back on Truth Dealer Radio.
Truth Dealer Radio is listener-supported. If you are led to support this ministry, there is a way to do that at truthdealer-radio.com. Since 2016, KJV Prepper has been providing quality, original Christian apparel and gear that will witness to non-believers and encourage believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. All apparel is printed here in beautiful upstate New York. KJVPrepper.com. Effective Christian apparel. Worn to warn.
Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio. Before the break, we were talking about all these issues surrounding suicide, and there was Jared Wilson who killed himself, and he was a well-known preacher online, I guess, or on at Greg Laurie's church. And what I want to do is get Christians who are born again, true Christians, in other words, to really think about the Bible and what it says and put God where he's supposed to be, above all these other false teachers. Listen to what his word says and really examine from a righteous standpoint, because if it's based on the scripture, it's righteous judgment. It's not hypocritical judgment, it's righteous judgment. And we need to apply scripture. And this is a major, major problem right now, because this whole episode with this man is turned into this thing where they're going to promote this doctrine that, you know, if you kill yourself, you're just going to go be with Jesus. As long as you said a prayer once and you came to the rock concert and you came to the, you bought the teaching CDs and the books and the seminars, that's apostate and it needs to be rebuked. And unfortunately, until Jesus comes back, these things are going to get worse. It's going to wax worse and worse. These deceivers, these people that are out for filthy lucre, it will get worse. But we need to warn, because someone can hear it. Someone can be warned and turn away and get the truth from the Bible, all right? Because thank God we have the Bible. The Bible stands, amen, like the old hymn says. So we were reading before Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And throughout the Psalms, praise God, it's constant encouragement, constantly, no matter how dark it seems. And you had David and others writing the Psalms that were in some truly dark situations, way worse than whatever a lot of these people think they've gone through. And yes, we've all had trouble in childhood and sad times and bad things happen. But God is not a liar, okay? He said that his strength is there for us if you're saved. His light is there for us. He is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Proverbs 14:27, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. The Lord is our rock and our foundation. Amen. He's there. It's not a lie. He's there, and he gives us that strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. All right? They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. Praise God. That's not a lie. And these people with this doctrine they're bringing in, this damnable heresy that they're bringing in, very craftily, very subtly, makes Jesus Christ look very weak. Makes God look very weak. Yeah, he's there with you like your buddy, but he can't really deliver you from the worst trials in life. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That's satanic. So it needs to be rebuked. So either these men are willingly lying or they're so deceived, they don't know Jesus Christ. They have a false Christ. Okay, the Pope talks about Christ. He has a false Christ. A lot of these other men that people put so much faith and trust and money into promote a false Christ. And they're very loved by the world. Jesus talked about that too. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. For so did their fathers to the false prophets, Luke 6:26. There's a contrast again. Luke 6:43 through 46. Jesus said, for a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit. That means it doesn't happen. It's not going to happen. Neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. Okay, we have two extremes. Jesus is very radical. He actually preached absolute truth. It's either good or it's evil. He said, you're with me or you're against me. If you're, you know, it's like that with Jesus Christ. He is the only way. He's the truth. He's the life. Amen? So it's very extreme when it comes to good and evil. Because I've said before, there's only one Holy Spirit, all right? And Jesus Christ is the only Savior. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of his heart his mouth speaketh. And why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? And that's a whole other story too. So if you're constantly talking about depression, talking about suicide, talking about that, supposed to be preaching the gospel, aren't we? So your heart is always bringing out what's in there, okay? Romans 6:22. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise God. So when we're free from sin, okay, we're servants of God, and our fruit is going to bring forth, and it regards holiness and life, everlasting life, all right? It's not being earned by our works, but it's fruit after you get saved. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." It's preordained too, our good works. God is not going to fail at that. God does not produce evil fruit. God does not produce bad, evil, wicked works in us. And it's not how he finishes our game, our race. God is in it to win it. He's the victor. He's performing all these good things. It's his workmanship. It's his mission. Amen. He doesn't fail. He sets us on a new path. It's a new road you're on. You're a new creature in Christ. Okay. You tend to life. You lean towards life. You lean towards the light. You know, you put your foot off the path once in a while, God corrects you. Unless you're a bastard. And then the wages of sin is death. But if you're his child, he's your strength. Amen. He calls you back to repentance. He grows you through these trials, through these things. When you fail, a just man falls 7 times, he's there to help you back up and get you back on your feet, amen, and put you back on the right, the narrow path, okay? 7 times, that's enough for once every day of the week. He's always there, okay? And he is our strength and our hope. If you really understand that, unless there's devil possession, I'm saying it, a saved person would not go through this darkest thing and not come out. I don't believe that, because Jesus has the power. He's got all power over all powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. The Lord Jesus Christ is supreme. And when you're his child, you call out to him and he answers and he delivers you. Praise God. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He rescues, all right? He saves to the uttermost. Now we're going to talk about the works of the flesh and the works of the spirit. Because these are all, the reason I'm going over these things is I've read a bunch of articles about this Jared Wilson, his death and his suicide and all the excuses that are being made. None of them have, I've never seen any quotes about sin or the devil or evil spirits or anything that has to do with depression and suicide. It's almost bizarre. It's very weird. So this is why I said, you know, we need to warn about this, because obviously these people aren't. They have a perfect opportunity to come out and really teach truth on the matter. It's almost like they can't. So that's frightening for them, but we're going to come out with truth on Truth Dealer Radio, Lord willing. By God's grace, it's better to speak the truth in love and have a small audience than to have a mega church and speak lies and go to hell because you're a false hireling. Galatians 5:25, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Praise God. So there you have two extreme opposites once again, okay? The lusts of the flesh are all those things, those horrible things, and murder is right there with all of them. And then you have Greg Laurie, who has the nerve to twist the truth. He twists the truth, okay? He says, well, we're not judged by the last thing you did before you died. We're saved by grace, not by faith. Well, yeah, that's true. But are we supposed to have no discernment? No, Greg, we are told to judge righteous judgment, and we are told that we shall know you by your fruits. And I would rather believe Jesus than some world-renowned professing Christian teacher and author and everything, whatever his resume says. The guy has evil fruit. And here's a kid that was under his ministry, that was working in his organization, that had no hope. He had to kill himself. He was so tormented by devils and demons. Woe unto him. It's evil fruit. It's not the fruit of the Spirit. It's corrupt fruit. And Jesus said we would know it, and we do know it. We see it. Ephesians 5:8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That's what we're doing here. We're going to reprove suicide. No, it's not okay. If you're having these problems and these thoughts, you need to repent and call out to Jesus. He'll save you. He's not going to leave you in that problem. Because you will have the Holy Spirit. You will have a new heart. And God will be your hope and your strength and your salvation. Amen. I do think this is going to be a two-part show. So I'm going to wrap it up with this. 2 Timothy 1, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. I hope you tune in again next time. Be strong. I love you guys.
Truth Dealer Radio is listener supported. If you are led to support this ministry, there is a way to do that at truthdealer-radio.com. Truth Dealer Radio. No matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. TruthDealerRadio.com.
You keep talking about Jesus, some folks out there just might be listening.